Welcome to Lagniappe, a KEDM feature about news, events, and issues in Northeast Louisiana. I'm Jay Curtis. My guest in the studio today, Dr. Ron Berry, is Dean of the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. And we're here to talk a little bit about commemorating Older Americans Month. Dr. Berry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you and glad to have you here talking about really the number of things going on over the course of this month, celebrating Older Americans Month and looking at elder care in a number of different ways. Let's talk a little bit. First, there's an event coming up on Wednesday.
That's right, Jay. Our gerontology program has been working hard all year to increase the exposure of the program and the opportunities. And we've had a workshop series, and we're concluding this year on Wednesday, May 2nd, from noon to 1 in the sub, Student Union Building. The workshop is about men in the caretaking role. Historically, women are thought of the ones who care for elderly, their elderly parents, and this workshop will be to talk about men's role in caretaking.
So what I find fascinating is that this is a panel of executives, really, a panel of university executives who all have some firsthand experience in caring for elderly parents.
That's exactly right, Jay. It, all of us face this at some time or another in our lives. And we were having a discussion at the dean's level, and it just turns out that the panelists all had things to share. I have been through this with my mom several years ago. Dean Anderson currently has his father-in-law living with him. Dr. Panny has had to work with his parents at certain times. And unfortunately, Dr. Mike Elides is going through it now. He will not be able to join us. He had to leave town unexpectedly to help care for his mother, who recently suffered a loss.
So what are the kinds of things that you're going to cover in this session on Wednesday?
Well, Jay, if you think about getting older and the issues that we all face, most people are independent. They don't want to lose their independence. They take care of their own finances. They're able to get around and do the things. They have mobility. And when we get older, life changes, and sometimes we can't do that. And I know in my experience with my mom, she wasn't able to drive, which meant we had to help her with daily activities such as getting food, taking her places.
Doctor's appointments, I'm
sure. Doctor's appointments, absolutely. There's also housing issues and daily care issues. But also you think about the emotional things that an elderly person goes through when they can't maintain their independence. And so you worry about loneliness, you worry about depression, and so as a caregiver, it's important that, we understand those things so we can look for issues like that and do whatever we can to alleviate them.
So for somebody who maybe hears their family situation in some of what you've just described, what do you expect them to be able to take away after coming to this meeting on Wednesday?
Well, I think just hearing what other people have gone through will be very helpful. It's something that we all face, and the more we learn from each other, the better we're able to handle our individual situations. So I think they'll take away some experiences that others have shared, maybe some resources that some of the folks may share as well.
And looking at it, you've mentioned it's looking at it not from this point of view of setbacks in a family's life, but looking at things to be able to do to get the most out of life at any stage.
Absolutely. We're kicking off the month of May as Older Americans Month, and the theme this year happens to be engage at every age. So we're all getting older, and we don't want it to be a bad thing. So we want to have fun. We want to make sure that we can enjoy life at every age.
So being able to have some firsthand experience and maybe learn and network with other people who've been where you are before.
Exactly right, Jay. Exactly.
Now, you've also got, there are other events that will be going on throughout Older Americans Month, celebrating during the month of May. Talk about the next one, which is coming up this weekend.
Exactly. Sunday, May 6th, we will be tailgating at the Warhawk Field as our Warhawks take on Georgia State. 1 o'clock is first pitch. And we talked to a group of our students, and we asked them, what could we do to celebrate Older Americans Month? And we asked them, what do they think of when they think of the elderly? And interestingly enough, they said baseball, cupcakes, and bingo. Okay. So I don't know if you'll see cupcakes and bingo. You might. I know I've heard there's a game called baseball bingo. But
baseball was the first thing on their list, though. That's great.
So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll be out tailgating as a college, and certainly invite people to come join us as we celebrate Older American Month.
Well, and as we're looking at engaging at any age, that could mean caring for an elder parent, or it may mean giving support to someone else you know who might be in that exact same situation.
Absolutely. You know, one of the great things about getting older is that we're wiser. And certainly you can connect with an elderly American, learn from them. You know, they are great mentors, and certainly mentoring is a great thing. You know, in business, we call that organizational memory. And we need to be able to capture as much organizational memory from everyone that we can to ensure we have great lives.
The event is a gerontology panel discussion on the son's role in caring for older parents. It's coming up on Wednesday in the ULM Student Union Ballroom B. That's Wednesday at noon to commemorate Older Americans Month. Dr. Ron Berry is my guest. He's the dean of the College of Business and Social Sciences and one of the guest panelists. Dr. Berry, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Jay.
Find out more about this and other Lanyap conversations on our website at kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis.